We've made it to episode number 40 in A Pulse on San Diego's Real Estate. Stay with us.
Welcome to A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate Podcast, the only place to make you smarter about San Diego real estate. We take a look at what's going on in San Diego. We explore everything from new restaurants, coffee shops, free stuff, and more. Now, here's your host, the man with the best hair in San Diego, top realtor, Chris Spade.
Good morning, everyone. It's Chris Spade over at Keller Williams Realty. How are you today? I hope you're finding this, what day is it today? Wednesday. This short week has got me all thrown off. And just wanted to check in and make sure you're all doing well before we get into today's topic. So I wanted to talk about something because even though we are, we don't have a lot of foreclosures going on, I am noticing a few of them coming back on the market. So I wanted to talk to you really quickly about the foreclosure process. Now, for the most part, I feel like we've recovered from the 2008 financial crisis. However, there are still foreclosures happening across the state of California. According to one blog, the total number of foreclosures was down 15% in 2016 from 2015, but that still amounted to 78,000 foreclosed homes on the market. Now, I have received a phone call or two about the foreclosure process because some of you that have been listening to my podcast are experiencing some sort of financial difficulty. So I wanted to go over this so at least you had an idea of what's going to happen, and it's not going to happen immediately. So here is the way the process works. The process can take 180 to 200 days or even longer. It really depends on when the bank decides to close. But day one really starts when your payment is missed. Your loan is officially in default around 90 days. Now, after 180 days, you'll receive a notice of trustee sale, and if the bank is on task about 20 days later, then that's when they're going to do what is the foreclosure process, and that's what it looks like. So let's go through the process. So day one, you miss your payment. The first step is missing the payment. Now, that could be for anything. It could be for job loss. It could be, you know, a medical emergency. It can be any number of reasons why you're missing your mortgage payment. And trust me, you're not alone. There's a lot of people who are in your position. Around the 90th day, you're going to get what's called a notice of default. Now, prior to that, you're going to be getting a lot of notices from the bank, and you're going to be starting to get phone calls from the bank saying that your mortgage is past due and that you need to come current on your mortgage, right? So that's going to happen inevitably. But at the 90-day mark, you're going to get a notice of default, and that's when your home loan is officially in default, and the bank must file what's called a notice of default with the court. And what's going to happen at that point, it gets slightly embarrassing because the notice of default is actually mailed to you, and it's mailed in a certified letter, but it's also posted on your front door. So it's somebody comes by at some point during the day after that 90th day, and they'll post it informing you that they have to let you know that they have filed this notice of default. And it's an official legal document informing you that you are in a state of default on your loan. It will include information about your options of getting out of default. For example, you can pay all the back payments along with the interest and fees to get out of default, and you'll also need to keep your insurance and your property taxes up to date. So that's what's going to happen there. Now, in the meantime, there's a lot of people who maybe at this point are going to start either the short sale process if they owe more on their home than what it's worth. Most people at this point have some sort of equity in their property, so they're going to be able to sell it, and then all those back payments are going to be sold, or pardon me, all those back payments are going to be caught up when the property is sold, because the escrow officer and title company have to make sure that all those payments are taken care of prior to the close of escrow. So that'll be paid out of the net proceeds of the property if there are any proceeds to be had. If there aren't and you're in default and you owe more on the home than the home is actually worth, which is in some cases happening, then we have to go through the short sale process. And that's a totally different podcast we'll get to on a different time. So then, continuing on with the process, after you received a notice of default, you have 3 months which to attempt to get your loan current. As we had talked about before, on day 180, you get a notice of trustee sale, and that means the bank can officially set a date for the auction of your home. You will be notified that this has happened through the trustee sale that was sent to you via certified mail. Trustee sales are typically posted in the newspaper. They are posted on auction websites, and so you're going to know if your house is going to go to auction sale, because you're going to start to see a lot of investors hovering around your property. Because what they're doing, even though they know they can't get in the property, they're analyzing your home. They're looking at how well you take care of the exterior. They're kind of eyeballing the roof from a distance. They're looking at the neighborhood. They're looking at a factor of things to determine whether or not they want to make a cash offer on your property. Then, once that takes place, once you've been notified that the trustee sale is going to take place, if it's going to take place. Now, each bank is different. Some banks are very quick and they will do that. And in 20 days later, your home will be sold and the bank will either take it back or they'll sell it to an investor who will pay cash for your property. Now, if your home is sold to an investor, they can't just come and quote, kick you out of your house right away. They can't force you out that day that your home is sold. I mean, in most cases, most people aren't fully prepared to do that. So what's going to happen is they're typically going to offer you what's called a cash for keys. And what that means simply is that the owner of the property is going to give you cash to move out of your home, provided that on the date that you move out of your home, that you leave the home in good condition. The term is called broom swept condition. It doesn't have to be perfect. You don't have to clean it. You don't have to, you know, change the carpet like you would if you were going to sell your house. But your home must be, quote, broom swept, which means it has to be cleared of everything. There can't be debris anywhere. You cannot have destroyed the kitchen. I've seen foreclosures where they've completely gutted the whole kitchen, where they have poured cement down the pipes. I've seen it where people have stolen the plumbing, the copper plumbing, out from underneath the house. I've seen everything in the foreclosure process. I was never a foreclosure agent, but representing a lot of buyers on foreclosures, there's so many things I've seen. So they're going to inspect the house, and if they feel you've done what you said you were going to do and keep that house in good condition, then what they're going to do is they're going to offer you some sort of dollar figure, and that can be anywhere from $1,000 to $5,000. It just really depends on what you negotiate. Now, if the bank forecloses on the home, typically they're going to do the same thing too, because they're looking at it now. Unfortunately, it's an asset to them. They're not in the business to hold homes, right? They're in the business to hold mortgages and make money on the interest. So what they want to do is they want to protect and preserve their asset. So what they're going to do is they're going to hire a management company, a field service company. They're going to hire an agent. They may bring the sheriff's department to do an eviction. That's the other thing. There's an eviction process that goes in with this. So if you're not prepared to leave and you're not prepared to accept a cash for keys, the bank, the investors, they have the right to evict you from the property. And so you want to be sure that even though this is not the best ideal situation, you want to make the most of it and you want to be able to walk away with some cash in your pocket. So whatever you do, I know it hurts, but don't get overly defensive, because I have also seen people literally locked out of their homes where the sheriff deputy comes and the sheriff deputy makes you move out, put your personal belongings on the street. You have no idea what you're going to do. They change the locks. They protect the home. They arm the home. There's many things that have gone on. So it's my advice that you don't let that happen to you, because that puts you in a worse position than you are. If you have any questions about the foreclosure process, please make sure that you give me a call. You know, I want to do these podcasts because I want to be able to provide value to you. And so please let me know if these podcasts help and how I can make them help for you, and if there's anything else that I can do to help. And switching gears just slightly, don't forget this Sunday is the Rock and Roll Marathon, and it is going to disrupt traffic. Most traffic will be blocked off from around 5 a.m. to 10 a.m., depending on the neighborhood that you're in. But we talked about this in a previous podcast. Streets will be blocked off. You're not going to be able to park on some streets because the marathoners will be going. They start in Balboa Park. They are going to be running up University Avenue through Normal Heights North Park. It's going to go through just on the outskirts of City Heights, and then it's going to go up the 163 around towards the beaches, Fiesta Island. So there's going to be a significant part of the city that's going to be shut down until around 10, 11 o'clock, usually at the latest, that it'll be blocked off. So make sure that you prepare for that. That is this Sunday, the Rock and Roll Marathon. Good luck to everybody out there who's running. I was going to do it, and I just ended up making the decision not to because my knee is not feeling 100%, so I made the decision that I was going to take care of myself versus hurting myself. Maybe we'll do one next year. That'll do it. And remember, if there's anything I can do for you, any value I can provide to you, anything that you want to know on these podcasts, please let me know. I'm happy to help. My number, 619-818-2992. I hope you're all having a wonderful day. Be well. Stay kind to each other. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate with Chris Spade. If you like our show and want more, check us out on iTunes. While you're there, leave us a review. See you next time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.